According to the doctrine into which we've been delivered, the purpose of everything we're about is a wedding. There's nothing else that takes precedence over a wedding. In ancient Israel, everything stopped. If your husband died and you were in a funeral procession, you had to leave the funeral procession to join the wedding procession. If your child died and you were in a mourning procession for your child, you had to leave the mourning, the funeral procession, and enter the marriage procession. Nothing in Israel took more precedence than a wedding. Everything stopped. All commerce, all activities in the villages stopped. Now, for us, the typical meaning of the wedding is rather awesome, because it's an 8-day feast. And so from now on through Saturday, we will do nothing but weddings. And this is the only time during the course of this process that I will teach, or that any of us will teach. But it's so that all of you will intimately understand what it is that we're about to take place. Now, I purposefully didn't let you know about something until now, because I didn't want anything to interrupt or make anybody weirded out for the Saturday wedding with Beth and Louie. My job is to let you know the terror of God, to let you know the ultimate crisis you're in, and then at the same time, to let you know and see the grace and mercy of God instantly available to you. You all are in a massive crisis as of this moment, because you cannot partake of that 8-day feast, the 8-day ceremony, as long as you have on the wrong garment. And I'll talk about great deal about that garment in a minute. But these feasts and parties that are listed on the program are what we will be doing this week. Nothing else is more important in your life. I don't care if you have to leave your jobs, I don't care if you have to leave your families, I don't care what it is that you have to do. When Christ talked about counting the cost of being a disciple, he spoke of that counting of the cost immediately adjacent to this wedding process. You can check that out in Luke 14 and read about it. And tonight, I'm telling each of you that you also cannot come to the 8-day feast if you have on the wrong garment. Now, let me read about it in Matthew. You don't worry about going in the Bible. This is Matthew 22. I'm just going to read the last half of the parable. The first half is when he called the rightful, all the friends, and they made light of it and went their way and merchandised, and they didn't come to the ceremony. Then he saith to his servants, the father, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. So these servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. Now, interestingly enough, I haven't found any good in this group yet. So we've only got the bad, but it's all right. It says both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how comest thou in here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. In other words, he didn't know what was taught. He didn't know what the king was talking about. He didn't know what the process meant. He was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. You wouldn't be here tonight unless you were called. I don't care if this is the first time you're here. God has ordained your life so that something has taken place within you that you are called. But called isn't enough. It has to be called and then put aside everything else. So that you're chosen. The wedding garment. We've always taught it's the righteousness of Him, Christ's righteousness or Christ's rightness. But it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot of things. It's setting aside everything else in your life. It's making no provisions to fulfill any aspect of your life. It's abandoning yourself to His perfect grace. It's total repentance. It's being content in the state that you find yourself at this instant. But the idea of what we are doing is that the 7 days represent the 7 days of linear time. And we are betrothed to the Father. It happened the moment you celebrated the Passover in knowledge. We are betrothed to a... That's our life. We don't act like we're betrothed. All we do is have spiritual insight every once in a while. It's the type of the ecstasy of the process, of what the end result will be. The eighth day of the ceremony is the resurrection. Time is no more. Time has served its purpose. And the bride is brought to heaven by the groom. Well, that's what this seven-day ceremony and then the eighth resurrection day is all about. But the process is that there can no... You must have the right garment on at the end of that eighth day. You have 7 days to look at it, to analyze, to see. You're invited. Everyone is invited. But the garment cannot be spotted by the flesh. Everything must be able to put... You must be able to put aside every other thing and be content in that state in which you find yourself on that eighth day ceremony. Now, I would encourage you to look, to see, to push the barriers in your imagination, in your empathy, so that you will be able to enter into the joy of that ceremony. Now, all of this is done for one singular purpose, and in the flesh it's done for the purpose of Beth. She represents all of us as the bride. Everything in your lives for this week must be centered on her joy. Now, all the parables that are about the feasts and the weddings in the scriptures, we all read them and we say, oh yeah, well that's for some time in the future. No, it's for right now. And on that Saturday night, when we do the eighth day ceremony, as anybody is invited during these 7 days. Amen. But on that eighth day, it's only those with the right garment on. And that could be someone that's brand new. They've had enough of the world and they want to put on Him.
Yeah. God, that's great.
But this wedding is this whole Bible. Beth and Louis are this Bible incarnate this week. Yeah. Nothing can come. Nothing, no matter how sincere, no matter how important, no matter how right it seems in your mind, can come between you and her joy. Everybody got it?
Got it.
It's by the grace of God. I mean, if you find and are honest and there's no joy in being able to celebrate this, God's revealed this thing.
Amen.
He's revealed it in the 7 days of time. that you know that you can come and you can deal with it and face all these things, because
right,
one would not want to be aware of, you know, not unawares that they were out of the rest or couldn't partake.
Right.
And this has all come before us to reveal that for us.
And we were talking about this afternoon, but between now and that ceremony Saturday night, there are many, many things that will take place. The really visible things will be John and his music, Gary performing the ceremony, you doing master of ceremony stuff. But the person who is washing dishes or pouring wine is exactly the same.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's
as I told the kids last night, from one standpoint, you know, it's like the scripture that says a little child shall lead them. I mean, their job is the most important one this week from the type. Now, on each of the seven nights, the benedictions are read. And then they're repeated in the eighth. And so, everybody at least got one they can see.
So we get a glass of wine, because the last one's the...
We'll get it later. We're going to do that. We're
hold your horse to John.
John's on
conscientious.
He's
on conscientious.
Looking for that spirit,
yeah.
John?
No, that is right. What we are going to do is read the six benedictions, sing the Hallel, and then we'll read the seventh. Okay?
Something I'm saying, you've always said that our marriage is for the body. It's never been more evident than this.
Yeah.
Suddenly it all just comes to life.
Amen. Now, you understand, let me point out a couple of things. During this week, if you're married, you have to be as though you're unmarried. Because those that are counted worthy to enter in are neither married nor are given in marriage. Those that have any kind of a relationships after the flesh, they have to die. Because there is no other marriage relationship in the universe now, say this one.
Yeah. See what you started.
It means that your attention is devoted to the happiness of this bride. Your being is devoted to the happiness of this bride. That's the type. That's why the bride exists. That's why the marriage exists. Does everybody understand at least a little bit? Now, from our standpoint, to complete this topic, on Saturday night at sundown, time ends. So we're hasting to and looking forward to that day of his Perusa. We're making sure that no part of the garment is spotted by the flesh. We're seeing through all things to see his glory and his mercy. We're pushing those areas that are spotted. We're taking off the filthy garment, if you will, in Zechariah, and putting on the righteous garment, his. That doesn't mean you change. It means that you don't concern yourself with yourself ever again. Now, this ceremony, I mean, what goes on in the name of modern marriages has nothing to do with what all the root causes of marriage. This and this ceremony is the origin of marriage. The reason for marriage. Doesn't matter what man has done with it. Doesn't matter what you think about it. You realize how little importance what you think about something is unless what you think has been tested? in type at the end of this 8 days, a fully tested bride will be presented to the Son. Amen?
Amen.
Is there anybody that doesn't understand or is not in agreement? You've got 7 days to put on the garment, the right garment.
How deep will the cross go?
Deeper still. Now, my job is in the ancient marriage. There was a guy who performed the ceremony that stood in the position of the father, which is Gary. Where's Gary? Oh, there you are. My job is to, I'll be sort of the master of ceremonies. I'll be a sort of a non-entity. Except that my job, according to the ancient tradition, is to see who has on the right garment. And I think all of you know me well enough.
Except for Margaret, but she's going to get to know.
All right, let's read these together.
That won't be necessary.
Spiritual frisk.
Put your hands on the car.
Grab those horns.
Where's the stick when you need that?
All except for Bev, yeah.
Okay. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has created all things to his glory. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, the creator of man, who has created man in his image, in the image of his likeness, and has prepared unto him out of himself a bride forever. Right. Now you got to remember these benedictions are 3,000 years old. Prepared for himself, as prepared unto him out of himself. I mean, it's pretty wild stuff. Okay, third one. Blessed art thou, O Lord, creator of man. May the barren greatly rejoice and exalt when her children will be gathered in her midst in joy. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who maketh Zion joyful in her children. Mayest thou make the loved companions, bride and groom, greatly rejoice, even of old,
thou didst sat in heaven in the garden of Eden
with Eve. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who maketh bridegroom and bride to rejoice.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our King, God of the universe. Who said that?
Yes,
you said that one over again because Pam messed it up.
Yes, I did.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our King, God of the universe, who has created joy and gladness, bridegroom and bride, rejoicing, song, mirth, and dancing with joy, love and brotherhood, peace and friendship, speedily, O Lord our God, may be heard in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the voice of the bridegroom breaking forth into singing and shouts of joy from the canopy, and the youth from their feasts of song. The canopy, when we do the little tent jobby, they're doing it in the canopy. Yeah. And yeah. Louie's job is to make, I mean Beth's job is to make Louie break into shouts of joy. That would be a miracle. Maybe that won't be too difficult.
Somebody's going to blush.
Yeah. Now, the ancient rabbis declare that a wedding is made up of two things. the canopy and sanctification. That constitutes what a marriage is.
Yeah. Get on the building.
Okay. And for that reason, the next one is included. Blessed art thou,
O Lord, who make the bridegroom to rejoice in the bride.
What did he say?
It's a big tarps to drop down on top of them.
We're going to redesign the canopy. Waterproof tarps.
Okay, is everybody...
Oh, man.
Would somebody pass out the halal thingies?
Right.
Oh, I forgot to ask a couple things. During this week, everything is done by all of us to keep the pressure off of Beth and Louie.
We take Louie for jobs.
Take Julie, yeah. Give Louie a lot of cold showers.
Take Beth shopping.
Take Beth shopping.
Yeah. Well,
12:30.
Let me look in here a second.
Take Beth shopping. I heard that.
Well, towards the end of the Hallel, will Larry's angels do the afternoon? No, not her though.
So you don't have to do Jack.
You don't have to do Jack.
Do you realize daughter of angels
can't
son
do Jack?
You can't do Louie.
Sorry, daughter of angels.
Now five angels.
Oh, we got good news.
Good news.
Where's she? Oh, there she is. Darlene has agreed to delay her trip, so she'll be here to play the whole thing. However, now we've got bad news. We may have to take up a collection so she pays the X to pay the fine of the airline to change her ticket.
That's all right.
We will have to.
We're waiting for Rick.
Where'd Rick go? Why are we waiting for Rick?
Rick has a...
What do you mean he has a special thing he's going to do?
He's going to do a special thing here before we do sing the hallelujah.
I don't know about that.
We're going to have a little thing.
You're
into your
fun
building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on that you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
I don't trust Rick.
Don't worry about it.
So
page 31. Don't take this stuff too far.
The Don wishes to thank all of you who have attended this wedding. And on behalf of the Don, if there are any favors you would like to ask, as you know, he cannot refuse them. When his daughter and bride are being married. But please feel free and enjoy the rest of the party.
Tomorrow night. Robin Garvin, I knew that one. Tomorrow I do the bunny suit. I knew that.
Where'd you get my sunglasses?
From your desk.
And I used your bathroom.
Praise ye the Lord, ye servants of Yahweh. Blessed be his name. Now and forever, from the rising sun to the setting of the same. To the setting. From their houses of dust, the needy from the midst of the ground. Give them a place with princes, children to the barren wall, children to the barren wall.
The Hallel is Psalm 113 to 118, and it was the most sacred of the Psalms and of anything that was done in Israel. And it was done only at the pilgrimage feasts and at weddings. And we know that we know that at the wedding at Cana, they were singing this song. Now, John has targumed it into our understanding, but essentially, it's the Psalms that are make up the Hallel, which is where we get the word Hallelujah. Hallel means praise. Okay? It'd be really funny if they were saying exactly that.
Yeah,
you can speak English too, that'd be really weird. Yeah. Israel came out of Egypt, Jacob escaped from the people of the foreign tongue. Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. Red Sea saw it and fled away.
Yeah.
Alright, what are we... Oh, this is an easy one.
This is the second one.
What third one?
Third one.
Stop that bloody bazooka playing!
Stop that bloody bazooka!
What the hell are they talking about now?
Something in the costume.
Oh. I don't know, they're from your group.
Yeah, but
I don't know something about them by now.
Right. She's got the Ozzy Osbourne shirt on.
She's idle on the back.
Yeah, I go like this. Billy Idol. But I'll get behind those.
Hey, Gunn's starting to look a little like an Ozzy Osbourne shirt.
Get an afternoon every Sunday.
I'm home, John.
Right. The rest of the
hollows
this week
would
be
compared to this.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this tempo.
Well, that's good. That's a different.
What?
Yeah, it's faster.
No, but it's a different sound.
Different song than what?
Sound.
That's
because the music can't hear. Bless, Lord, not to us, His glory due. With mercy and your truth, we give glory unto you. Not to us, the praise is due. It's your name only that we give the glory to. When the nations ask, where is this God we can't touch, hear, or see? He replied that He possesses universal sovereignty. The idols they created and sustained within their mind cannot help them when they're brought on. They are lame, deaf, dumb, and blind. They have eyes that never see. They have mouths that never see. There's no movement in their feet. They have ears and cannot hear, and their hands are numb. Those who trust in idols like the idols will become Israel. Trust only in the Lord, before Him kneel, O house of Aaron. Trust only in the Lord, your help and shield. Hear Him, you'll rely on Him, and never hesitate. Remember us and bless us, the small ones with the great. Dear the Lord, let you and your children increase. May the Maker of heaven and earth give you peace. Dwelling in heaven, God unfolds His plan by giving dominion of earth unto man. We are living, we'll praise Him till the end. The dead into unceasing silence descend. They have eyes that never see. They have mouths that never speak. And those that cannot smell. There's no movement in their feet. They have ears they cannot hear, and their hands are numb. Those who trust in idols like the idols will become. Not to us, Lord, not to us, this glory due. With mercy and your truth, we give glory unto you. Not to us, praise is due. It's your name only that we give glory to.
Yeah. I'll read the book. And I think this one.
Yeah.
to survive, a mound that I could love. I win my hopes, the solid ground. Open my ears, I heard a beautiful sound. Open my mouth, say God to me. God is salvation by this machine. Everything will I owe him.
That's a perfect thing. That's a perfect type. Oh, I think I want that. You own the whole damn, you own everything in the world.
Right on.
Did you get the whole
hole? Yes. Yes.
It's a whole bunch of
rocks. Wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more.
It's a persecution.
That loves you down to King Crystal.
The music maestro has spoken.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. For his merciful kindness is great unto you. His truth never changes, and his day is always new. So praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Two-dimensional.
I'm
second. Some people had wine and I
had coffee. You got coffee. Drink your coffee.
So much, John.
So much.
John, you should still have some in your system from yesterday.
Yes, in lean times, he just lives off of what
he's like. He's like a camel. He has this little thing in his back.
Why don't the rest of the, this is the last one.
So. Larry's Bimbo.
Larry's Bimbo.
Hey,
Larry Bimbo is not a derogatory term. The term is endearment.
Yes.
His love is everlasting. Give thanks unto the Lord. His love is everlasting. Let Israel say the word. His love is everlasting. Let the house of Aaron shout. His love is everlasting. Those who fear him must cry out. Call on the Lord in my distress. He took my side. Got nothing to fear from all the rest. You don't have to hide. I'm taking back my confidence in the powers of man.
Place
all my trust and hope in his mighty hand. But the enemy came, came just the same. Like a storm of wind within my brain. Like a tangle of thorns pressing on my brow. And I'm the horns of the altar and cry, Lord, save me now. Of righteousness we're anchoring in. And the day that the Lord has made can finally begin. Hosanna, save us now. Lord, we know that you know how. If we're coming in his name, we will fall about. Hosanna, in this test, in the day you've been and blessed, in the rich God of rest, Lord, save us now.
Oh, there they are.
Only I'm not sure.
Now I'm going to take one of those over there.
You're throwing maracas, you don't know.
Well, that was a stupid thing. It wouldn't make any noise.
Exploding maraca.
So what were you aiming at?
I hit
that. That wasn't an accident.
No, that wasn't
an accident. No, 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 no. No, 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 it was an accident.
Right.
Oh, that's right. There are no accidents.
No, that wasn't an accident.
You got some unconfessed aggression against me and Louie?
Yeah. You hit Louie in the back of the head?
And hit me in the side of the head?
That was first degree body assault. No question. First degree
body assault. Throw a tambourine in here.
Between Larry Louie and the Maracas, we
okay, we're even for the wine. Throw a base line.
I'd forgotten about it anyway.
A new page. Uh-oh, a new page. A new myth.
What?
A new page, new myth.
We'd walk him upside one side down.
All of you probably remember this, but let me remind you. As Doug would say, just in case during this course of these weddings, each guest must contribute. And in history, each guest contributed. Sometimes wisely, sometimes coarsely. But it's primarily to the idea is to the general enjoyment of this festive time. If we could see in knowledge, even in the times of our most severe pain, our most severe problems, our most severe suffering, our most severe need, we could still rejoice in those tribulations, because this is what we're made for.
Amen.
Now set aside. Let it all go.
Amen.
As we sang that last song, it said, in this test.
In this test, in the day.
Like, what a test.
Yeah,
this test.
Now, Rabbi Ashi says, the merit of attending the wedding...
Rabbi Ashi.
It's Japanese.
I believe it.
Ashi.
It comes from
100.
Kyoko, Galilee.
Who would make that up?
Rabbi Ashi says, quote, the merit of attending the wedding lies only in the words of congratulations and understanding addressed to the bride and groom. The mechanical repetition of tradition or liturgy has absolutely no value. If each time that you do it, you do not understand better the true meaning of why it is about, or what it is about. This is the first time we've done this 8-day ceremony in a wedding. But I assure you it won't be the last. Unless this is the last.
And then we'll go to the...
That's what I was saying.
Then it won't be the last one.
What?
Then it won't be the last one.
The last one will be in your consciousness. But again, so please, when we do, you know, we've ended up making, when we take AFCM under the communion, we've made it boring. We've made it, it's almost become another stupid liturgy. So we're going to change it. We're going to create a new tradition. The tradition is from now on, within the toasting that we do every week for the bread and the wine, that you get... to make some toasts.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Bravo.
That's a great idea.
Who said break the glass?
Gary did.
Gary did.
Just smash him in the fireplace.
It's probably the best idea you've ever had.
Maybe the only idea. Everybody except
I propose that's the original idea.
Does that mean we get to drink more wine with it?
It makes no.
Take
makes
little sips.
Little sips. Little teeny baby sips.
Oh, but it's easier.
In other words, these shot glasses aren't going to measure.
Now I have a lot of toasts.
I lost my.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast to the bride's
ankle. The host.
To the bride's ankle.
To the bride's ankle. No, wait a minute. You can't step on somebody else's toes.
It was
spontaneous.
Spontaneous
stepping.
One time you're spontaneous.
No, it was spontaneous once before with Pete. Okay.
May your joy on the eighth day exceed a thousandfold the small irritations that preceded in the seventh day.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen Beth get more and more beautiful.
Every day.
The wedding hair, yeah, you draw us closer.
Amen. Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Louis, a wine bib.
Okay, a toast to the new boldness of Louis. To the new boldness of Louis.
Yeah, make sure he heard that.
How about may the little attendant fall asleep early?
No.
Everything. No, this is a momentous time. Only once before in the history of known man has anybody ever gotten a blessing taken away from them.
That's right.
It was Rick. Rick did it during the Passover.
Now
for the second time in history, Judy gets a blessing taken away.
No,
I said that's the best. That's your best man, Louis, and he said that's an oxymoron.
He's assuming you know God. Harry's office is a boil on the butt.
Okay. Anybody have any more toasts?
Yes.
Don't use them all up tonight. Yeah, we got.
No, you got a whole lot.
Yeah.
Since we've been studying the stars, okay, as the stars reflect the plan of God, so your beauty reflects His plan also.
Amen. Good one. Good one.
Now, is that Louis or Beth?
No, we're still 0-1 on the blessing.
Who's going to be 0-1?
Rick, was that toast to Louis or Beth?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a toast.
Although he's dying to.
You toast to toast. I'd like to propose a toast to the smile of the bride.
The smile?
Here.
It's like a flock of goats. We're going to cut this off before it proceeds any further. You didn't lose a blessing for it, but you're very close. You're on probation.
You're losing Revelation. Mr. Scott, we're losing Revelation. More power, Captain. Let's give you any more Revelation.
Let's do the can everybody take the abdomen?
Sure.
You set aside, lay off every single concern, problem, every single illness, every single thing that may be troubling you. It's impossible.
Sure.
Just lay it off. The same night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it, saying,
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth.
He said, Take, eat, this is my body. Now that means, in the ancient ceremony, that as you eat this, God himself is obligated to treat you as his body. As his own flesh. Yeah. One flesh.
Amen.
There's a great quotation in one of the ancient gospels that's not in the, it's not canonical, but it says, from now on, may you treat your brother or the brethren as you treat the pupil of your own eye. Now that's the closeness that God demands from us this week. May you treat each one of us as you as well or as good as you treat the pupil or the of your own eye. The scripture said, again, this canonical, excuse me, non-canonical gospel said that Jesus, according to the Gospel of Thomas, said he has chosen you one out of 10,000, one out of 1,000, two out of 10,000, to make you his one. Take, eat, this is his body. By these stripes you are healed. The garment can be clean. Yeah. Just for the sake of the parents, I've decided that we've redeemed the time tonight to allow Jessica and Jilly to take the wine. So.
Take the what?
The vino. And he took the cup and he gave thanks, saying,
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine.
And he said, This is my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sin. This alone makes you worthy. Never again. Never, ever, once again, considering your own lack of anything to life.
Life.
And to the bride.
To the bride. To the bride.
John, do you know that old
Scooby
Steve?
What?
You are capable of
just see the faces over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the last blessing.
Yeah. We do it every Sunday.
Would you play City of Light or the Archer or both?
No, what I'm gonna do is play a song on page 14.
Oh, one of my favorites.
It's called Song on Page 14.
Ah, yes.
To life,
to life,
to life.